Hey everybody, it's your girl Ella Moats Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. It is a beautiful Monday here in Detroit, Michigan, and I am excited because today is Motivational Monday, okay? So before we get into it, really quick, if you are not following me on social media, please be sure to do so on Instagram and Twitter via the Goddess Lounge podcast, okay? It is there we engage in communication, have discussions. It is also there that you'll be able to book with me for intuitive readings and our girl talk sessions where we sit up there and discuss some of the issues in our life. That way, as we can find a solution instead of rewinding the problem over and over again and staying stagnant. So please be sure to reach out if you are interested in those services. You can find that information and highlights of my Instagram page at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. It is there you will see my pricing, and it is also there that it will give you the instructions on how to book with me. Okay? Gratitude and love to all of you who have been booking with me and keeping me booked and busy. I am so grateful for you guys, and I'm so thankful that you would even trust me. And with what some of you guys have been through, the fact that you can even find a space to let me in and trust me to hold your hand and support you and to uplift you, it really, really, really warms like my entire heart. And this is what I live for. So thank you so much. Now, let's get into this Motivational Monday message. Today's Motivational Monday message is, what are you running from? We have to come to a place in life where we have to be adults and start taking accountability for some of the things that are happening to us, around us, for us. What do you mean? I mean, we have to practice more self-awareness, and we have to also choose and want and desire to deal with whatever it is that comes our way. For example, you cannot sit up there. Well, you can, because like I said, free will. But if I were you, I would not want to sit up there and use everything around me to get away from the things I know I need to deal with. You get what I'm saying? For example, some of us don't want to have hard conversations with our mates that we need to have so that we can prosper because we live in fear that the conversation won't go the way we want it to and we might lose that person. So what do? Oh, we turn to social media, or we take on more hours at work, or we sit up there and we do everything else but. Or instead of going home and working things out with your mate, we'll sit up there and go hang out at a friend's house and avoid it. The thing is this. When you avoid handling your handle, okay, meaning when you avoid handling your business, that business might be dealing with relationship issues. That business might be handling things you need to do in your home to get it in order so that you can thrive and you have more time and more space to do the things you're trying to do. It might be spending time with your children and catching up on their life and seeing what it is, they need from you so that you can help them be the best that they can be. When we avoid doing that, it's literally the epitome of sweeping dirt under the rug and letting it pile up. And then when you finally decide to move that rug and you shake it and you see all the dirt that's piled up, you feel overwhelmed because it had built up for so long. When I think about moments like that, I think about Queen Badu and how she says in Bag Lady, you're gonna hurt yourself, you're gonna hurt your back, carrying all them bags like that. At some point, we have to deal with our baggage. We have to deal with the things that's holding us back. We have to deal with the insecurity, the low self-esteem, the uncertainty. We have to deal with the indecisiveness and where that's rooted and where it comes from. But more importantly, we have to see when we are using other things or other people to escape our reality. Because when you begin to do that, what happens is you form another type of an addiction, and that addiction is called codependency. And if you desire to truly be independent, to truly be healed, to truly be a better, amazing version of yourself, those are things you're going to have to face. So, okay, somebody right now is saying, okay, I hear you, but it's easier said than done. I used to say that all the time until I realized it really isn't. If I want it bad enough, I'm gonna do what it takes to get it done. And if I don't have the knowledge on where to start, where to begin, how to go about it, then I'm going to reach out, speak out unapologetically, and find what I need so that I can begin the process. Healing is a process. Learning, obtaining knowledge is a process. Success is a process. However, it's not a fantasy. It's not a dream. That is something that you can really obtain. I'll tell y'all this. I've seen multiple scenarios. I've lived through a bunch of different scenarios where codependency became a problem. I lived through scenarios where instead of dealing with situations, I would shut down and retreat within myself, but I wasn't doing anything productive or conducive. I was sitting up there and just wallowing and just sitting in my shit. Let's be real, just sitting and festering in a bunch of shit that I didn't have to sit and festering in because I did not have the knowledge, I did not have the confidence, and I did not have the willpower to say, you know what, enough is enough. So on this week, I want you guys to ask yourself when you journal, when you have that moment, what am I running from? Why is it when I feel this way, I do this? And if I'm trying to thrive, if I want to win, if I'm as thankful as I proclaim to be, if I am truly a woman or a man who is about my business, why am I doing things that are contradicting that? And delaying the process. Not everything is juju being thrown your way. Not everything is haters hating on you. Not everything is bad energy. Not everything is, oh my God, somebody's working on my life. Some things are real life consequences of your own actions and your own decisions. And part of being an adult is taking accountability for what's going on in your life, recognizing what it is, accepting it. And once you accept it, and you realize the role it plays in your life, it will give you the strength. It will empower you to do something different because you can't be solid with anything and anyone else if you ain't solid with yourself. Stop running because you could keep running, you could keep avoiding it, you can keep going to that friend's house to avoid doing that. All of the housework you know you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You could keep sitting up there talking to your friends on the phone to avoid spending time with your mate because you don't want to deal with y'all issues. You can sit up there and take all the pictures in the world and do everything in the world with your children, but it end up not meaning much because you didn't enjoy and live in the moment with them. It just became a reality TV show on Facebook. But when it's all said and done, the same issues that you are facing temporarily, okay, will be there. Sometimes we take temporary issues and we make them permanent situations simply because we don't want to deal. It is one thing to say, I'm not going to entertain this because I'm above this now and I'm not trying to go backwards. But it's another thing to say, I don't want to entertain this and blame it on wanting to stay positive and have peace, but it's something we have to really work through in order to get there. There's no escape from the reality you create for yourself because when that high comes down, when that buzz wear off, when that orgasm is over, the problem is still there. And what are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? Whoever this message is for, you may think you don't have what it takes. You may think that it's easier said than done. I am here as a witness to tell you it's not. It's a choice. And you can do it. You have everything you need as long as you got breath in your body and as long as you know that you can wake up and make a change just one step at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time, one breath at a time. You are more than capable of getting all that dirt from under that rug Hell, and if you're really feeling yourself, buy yourself a whole new carpet. The hell? Let's be real here. We have to be the change we want to see. Some of us, have been guilty of being so wrapped up in our minds, in our heads, that we've created scenarios that don't even exist and manifested them. I really wasn't trying to go there, but you know what? Let's go there. Assumptions, okay, has created so many problems in a lot of our lives because we don't want to properly communicate like adults. Because we don't want to accept the fact that, damn, I might just be the problem that needs to, and I need to look at me. I might really be the problem that needs to be removed from the situation so that things can be as they need to be. And that's okay. We have all been on that opposite end at one point and another in our lives. But you gotta learn to see the beauty in it. There is not one person in this lifetime who has obtained success without learning things about themselves. I mean, we're watching celebrities expose themselves in such a way, and it's showing you that money really don't buy happiness, that you're still going to have ego issues. You're still going to have trouble accepting accountability. You're still going to have a hard time, you know what I'm saying? Knowing who to have in your circle and who not to have in your circle because it's life. We are just spiritual beings having a human experience, and that's what's happening. But there's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. Because even if you decide that you're not going to deal in your next life, guess what? Them same lessons going to come right back around. So today, right now, in this moment on Motivational Monday, I challenge you to face what you need to face head on. You know you got to get your house in order. Take time to get your house in order. You know you and your man ain't spent no time in a while that didn't involve, a phone or a camera. Plan a little stay a staycation at the house. You know what I'm saying? Get the house in order. You got kids, wait till they go to bed and have you a little date night and put your phones down and put your computers away. Turn off the television, play some games, have a conversation, give each other a full body, a nice sensual massage, and reconnect. You know you ain't been doing shit but drinking all week. Put the fucking bottle down. Take a break. Go get you some alkaline water. Get you some vitamins. Get you some sunlight. Get you a journal, really, and really deal with what it is that's making you go to that. Because that at some point will overtake the organs in your body and send you to an early grave. We are so quick to search for anything outside of ourselves, guys, that'll make us feel better, even if it's temporary, because we hate being uncomfortable. We don't like transition. We don't like change, but we don't realize that these are things that are blessings, that are blessings in disguise because it causes transformation. It triggers the transformation that is needed for us to evolve and become the individuals we are meant to be in this lifetime. And we have too much purpose. We have too many gifts. We have too much knowledge and too much wisdom and too much work to do to sit up here and allow ourselves to stay stagnant, repeating behaviors and patterns that are not going to do anything but set us back from where we worked so hard to come from. With me saying that, it is time to mute distractions. It is time to remember that your character will forever be louder than someone's opinion. Stop letting people take y'all off y'all squares. Stop giving explanations that you don't have to give, that you are not obligated to give. Let people think and say what they want to do and what they want to say. Let them think what they want to think. Let them do what they want to do. Let them say what they want to say. You worry about you. It amazes me, and I've been guilty of this myself, how we are so quick to comment on somebody else's situation or outcome, and we got a whole plate of our own that we need to be managing. It's almost foolish to try to even speak on somebody else's situation when you ain't even got your own in control. I don't care about Will and Jada's marriage. You know why? I have my own. And my marriage isn't horrible, but it isn't perfect all the time either. And I literally, we have moments we get on each other's nerves and we fuss and we cuss. Then we have moments we make up and everything is good and amazing. But the difference is we actually have those tough conversations so that we can work through it and be where we want to be and elevate and grow. And that's the beauty of it. I don't care what somebody's baby daddy spent money on and what they not doing for that person, because it's not my business. We have really become a culture that makes excuses of why we have the right to be in somebody else's business, especially with celebrities. The only thing celebrities need us to do is support them, support their talent. That's it. That's how they make their money. They share their gifts in exchange. We're supporting them. Some of those gifts they share with us makes us feel great. It, you know, makes us use our imagination and or it helps us in some way. And that's cool. But they're still human. They bleed just like we bleed. They're no different than us. You don't think that they don't get embarrassed and they don't want privacy and they don't want happiness? That's why you see so many celebrities popping up married and popping up. And then when did this happen? Or popping up with babies and you didn't even know, because they have a right to privacy just like we do too. Listen, we have more important things to worry about. How are you going to keep yourself motivated this week? Let's worry about that. What are you going to do differently to pull yourself up out of the position you're currently in? What are you avoiding and what are you running from? And how can you face it in a healthy manner so that you can learn and grow from it and be better than what you were yesterday? Because your only competition is you. Stop allowing keyboard thugs, okay, to take you off of your square. Because at the end of the day, if it's not contributing to you in your household, if it's not serving you, if it is not adding value to your life, why are you entertaining it in the first place? At that point, it's on you, because you don't have to entertain it. And stop using people, things, and places to escape that type of situation and then getting mad because you can't figure out why you keep reliving the same situation over and over again. Well, baby, you keep on doing the same things, expecting a different result. We all have divine purpose here in this lifetime. We all have many gifts. We all have many talents. What you decide to do with that is between you and wherever your faith lies. And if I don't know nothing else, I know this. I know that no matter how hard you run, how many things you occupy your time with to avoid a conversation or an issue or a problem, I know that when it's all said and done, unless you face it head on and handle it, it is still going to be a problem. And it is still going to be a parasite in your life, draining you of everything. And you're just piling on extra turmoil simply because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get into it. Fine, feel that. But don't let it consume you. You have a right to feel however you want to feel, however you want to feel. But when you begin to draw other people into your madness, yeah, that's when you need to deal with it. And you need to deal with it head on. You are beautifully created. You're here for a reason. Stop allowing anyone outside of you to cost you your motivation, to cost you your joy, your happiness, to cost you your peace of mind while you're on vacation, to cost you that beautiful, intimate moment you missed out on because you wanted to be live to prove a point to an old ex or, you know what I'm saying, or an old side chick or side dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much crap I'm seeing. And I'm just like, y'all do realize y'all still got to deal with y'all shit. We all do. And I'm not speaking on nothing I haven't done myself. Trust me. Whoo, these skeletons, if they could talk, baby, I'd be number one bestseller. I promise you I would. Why? Because our people love drama. Let's be real. This, for me, is just further confirmation that retreating and taking time to yourself so that you could work on your self-esteem, your confidence, your character, you know what I'm saying, your integrity, so that you can heal, so that you can hear God and under whatever name you call him on. You know, it just shows me how important it is to take a break and take a step back. So you know what? On this week, this is what it is. On this week, find a moment, even if it's just 5 minutes. Turn off your phone. Turn off your television. Just really take in everything around you. Pick 3 things that you know you need to handle. If it's making a call to make, you know, arrangements for a bill. If it's going to get that car detailed. If it's, going through your spices and your seasonings and throwing out which ones are old and replacing the new ones. If it's getting that paper done. If it's, you know, writing that business grant you've been avoiding. If it's getting that workout in. If it's getting that therapist booked so that you can deal with those unresolved childhood issues and traumas, whatever it is, please do it. It is necessary. It is necessary. And it is so important because you deserve to have a peace of mind. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to experience love and intimacy on a level that is truly meant for you. You deserve to get that opportunity. You deserve to have a chance at living a life that you can feel content with when you take your last breath. You are worthy of it all. The question is, though, are you willing to push your ego aside and do the work? Are you willing to say, you know what, I'm not minding any business that don't mind me. I'm going to take a couple of days this week, turn off everything, and do what I need to do for me. Are you willing to love on yourself the way that you want your mate to love on you? And are you willing to say, hey, I need help? Because it's okay to need help. We all need help sometimes. There are a lot of things we start and don't finish because we get distracted and we get thrown off focus or we get wrapped up in things that honestly, most of the time, don't have anything to do with us. What somebody else think about you is not your business. So why are you engaging and reacting to something that really ain't your business? It was just meant to ruffle your feathers and all you did was give them what they wanted, a time, attention, and energy that you could have been using to help yourself elevate. You are in control more than you think. I encourage you on this week to stop running, stop avoiding, and start somewhere. If all you can get is one thing done, amazing. Good job. I'm proud of you. Now keep going. You have what you need. I'm telling you, the way we set up, we got what we need. We are resilient in the flesh. We are conquering spirits. Hello, somebody. But we have to make the conscious choice to do the work. Because we're never going to get anywhere that we want to get without doing the work. And sometimes the work is painful. Sometimes the work is hard and it takes you a little longer to get to that final destination. But when you get there, what? You're going to be happy you did it. So I encourage you and I strongly suggest that you take some time and analyze your habits, behaviors, and patterns when you're upset or you're sad or when it comes to dealing with certain things in your life. And one at a time, start tackling those things in the way that your intuition speaks to you. Because I can give all the suggestions in the world. That does not guarantee that that's what's going to work for you. Why? Different strokes for different folks. That's just what it is. But as long as you are doing the work to be better than what you were, so that you could feel good about you when you look in the mirror, so that you could pass down something to represent your legacy to you, to your children and your family, guess what? You're on the right path. The first step to all of this is accepting that we're not always, you know, we don't have it all together. I sure don't have it all together. Let me tell you, I write so much. Whew. I'll text my therapist in a heartbeat. Because, you know, texting and Zoom is how we got to do it, you know, right now. And that's all right. I'll say this. One thing I have learned is that you always need somebody outside of you that can help you put things in perspective, because we tend to be biased about our own bullshit. And we will quickly allow our ego to tell us what we're not wrong for before seeing that we might have been the culprit in our own shit. And it took me maybe like 4.5 to 5 years to understand that. Love yourself enough to give yourself what you truly deserve. And if you feel like you deserve faithfulness and loyalty and sisterhood and brotherhood, you deserve to be wealthy, that you deserve to look this way and feel this way and drive that vehicle, guess what you got to do? The work. And if you decide not to do it, when you finally ready to do it, understand that it will be there waiting for you, but it will be there waiting for you with all the other things that you avoided and that you ran away from. Some of you are so drained and so exhausted and so tired because you've been doing the same thing over and over and over again. And everything will be going good. And then all of a sudden, bloop, tower moment. So in your tower moment, how do you plan to recover? How will you respond? Are you willing to accept responsibility for your role without bringing anyone else into it? Are you willing to fight for what it is you feel you deserve? With that being said, y'all know what to do. Journal. You need to talk to somebody, reach out. You want to make some changes? There are so many resources. You're going to utilize the internet and social media for bullshit? Take a moment and utilize it for something that could benefit you for a lifetime. Learn about stocks and investing if that's what you want to do. I know two extremely dope individuals right now who are really educating our people on how to go about it. You want to sit up there and you want to grow and you want to have that glow up? Guess what you got to do? You got to put yourself in a position to win. And if you deal with all of those skeletons that's in your closet, you deal with all of those generational, unresolved, traumas, unresolved childhood traumas and experiences that you never healed from. Okay? You begin to deal with that, watch how your life changed. Don't throw in the towel on yourself. You are worth way more than that, and you are too valuable to just settle for mediocrity. Journal this week, y'all. Make sure y'all turn y'all phones off. There is a feature on Facebook. Listen up. A feature on Facebook I've been using is it's not just the snooze for 30 days, but if you want to settings, it'll ask you if you want to go into quiet mode, and it would allow you to choose how many hours, how many days, certain days of the week that you can have it set up to where you don't access your Facebook account for that period of time. That is something I have been utilizing for going on maybe 2 to 3 weeks now, and I swear it's probably the biggest blessing ever because I myself at one point was addicted to social media and I wasn't using it constructively. Now, all y'all see me posting is stuff about my podcast. Y'all see me posting, sharing things that's going on in the community. I post a little thing, a little laughing jokes. I make little statuses here and there, but for the most part, I'm about to use this constructively and strategically. Because using it for anything else, as far as I am concerned, for me personally, is just a waste of time. You want to live a different life? Create it. You are a magical being, and you will be surprised what you can do for yourself when you put your all into it. Don't give up on yourself. You have what you need to do the work, and whatever you feel you don't possess, you can find. But do yourself a favor. Don't put that type of responsibility into anybody else's hands but your own. Don't allow the pile of dirt under that carpet to pile up to the point that once you move it, you're overwhelmed and you're panicking because you don't understand how you let it go this far. It's okay. We all have those moments. We all been there. But you got what it takes to be all right, and you will be just fine. With that being said, love, light, peace, and clarity. And listen, honor yourselves and honor your energy. I promise you guys, you won't regret it. The journey is truly an adventure, but it is definitely worth it. With that being said, this concludes our Motivational Monday message from the Goddess Launch Podcast, and I will see you guys tomorrow for Thriving Tuesday. Blessings.